Sachtes Idyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. So we're continuing on with the things that Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim said. Is Afu Heidi testified another thing. Al Kfar Katan Shayi B'tzad Yerushalayim. There was a small village next to Yerushalayim. V'hayi by Zokin Echad. There was an old man there. V'yamalva l'kol b'nei Akfar. He would lend out money to all of the village. The Kaisev B'ksav Yadi. He would write the shtar himself, meaning he would write the loan documents on his own and hand them over to the borrower. The borrower would have it signed by Edom, and then they would return it to the old man, and he would keep it for his proof that he had the loans, which is not the normal way of doing things. Normally, the borrower writes the shtar and gives it over to the lender. Over here, the lender is writing the loan docs, and the borrower is having it signed and returning it. And the chacham allowed it. Why did they allow it? Because the main crux of a shtar is the signatures. So since the signatures are reliable signatures, we don't care about the fact that the actual document was written by the lender. From this testimony, you could learn another thing. A woman is allowed to write her own get. She just has to hand it over to the husband, because the husband's got to own the get. He gets it signed, and he gives it to the woman, and it's a kosher get. Similarly, after he pays off the ksuba, so she writes him a receipt. Normally, she would write the receipt, give it to the husband. He's allowed to write it, and same idea, that because she'en kima get ala b'chaisamav, shtaris work with the signatures. Doesn't mean necessarily get. It means all shtaris, the power behind the shtar is the witnesses. So as long as the witnesses are good, you are good. The fourth din that Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim said over is about Tumah Val Machat Shenimtza B'Basar. We're talking about a needle here that became Tumah from a mace. Shenimtza B'Basar. After you shechted an animal, you found it in the meat. Now we're worried that maybe the Kayin or the knife that shechted, that cut it up, maybe touched this needle. If the Kayin touched it, he's Tumah. If the knife touched it, it's Tumah. We just don't know if it did, if while it was cutting it up, the kohen either touched it or the knife touched it. So the Mishnah says, "Shasakin v'hayadayim tahiris." Both the knife and the hands are tar v'abasar tame. However, the basar, the flesh of the animal, we know for sure it touched it. It is tame. But the kohen and the knife are going to be tar. Why? Because the rule is safik tuma v'rishus harabim. Since it's a public place, so therefore the azara of the Beis Hamikdash is a public place, so therefore safik tuma v'rishus harabim is tar. V'mnimtzas beperesh hakol tahar. Let's say you found it in the excrement of the animal, then everything's tahar. Why? Because excrement itself can't become tar, and since the needle did not touch the animal after it was shechted, so therefore the animal is tar and everyone is tahar. Mishnah Dalid. Shloisha dvarim amar Rabbi Shmuel lefnei chacham mekerem b'yavna. Three things Rabbi Shmuel said in front of the chachamim in Keren v'Yavne. Yavne, the study hall in Yavne was called Keren v'Yavne because they would sit in rows. The Sanhedrin would sit in rows like a vineyard. Rule number one: Al beya trufa shinasun al gabe yerek shel truma. Let's say you had a scrambled egg that was poured over a vegetable that is truma. Shehi chibur. It's considered attached. What's it negea? So it's negea that if something tamei touched it. If a sheni l'tumah touched the egg, even though normally an egg will not become tummy from a sheni, only truma becomes tummy from a sheni. Since it's attached to the vegetable, and the vegetable is truma, even though you touch the egg, the vegetable itself becomes tummy because it's considered one object. However, if the egg covered it over like a cap, so then einai chibur, then it's not considered attached, it's considered separate things, and if you touch the egg, the vegetable does not become tummy. Valshi boiles shebekatzer. So there's a rule of shikra. Part of shikra is that if you forget a stalk while you're cutting, you have to leave that stalk. So now you had a shiboiles shebekatzer, you had a stalk of grain, v'roishem agia l'kama. But if you bent it over, it'll reach grain standing next it. So now maybe it's not considered shikra because you could cut it together with the other grain that's still not cut. So im nixerim akama, if you could grab it with one hand and cut it together with other grain next it, harei shel bal habayis, then it's not considered shikra. It belongs to the bal habayis. Vim lav, if not, harei shel anim. If you has to be cut on its own and you forget it, it's considered shikra. It belongs to the anim. The next din of Rabbi Shmuel is as follows: Val ginok tana shimu kefes aris. So the rule is like this. There's something called klayakarim. You're not allowed to plant grain next to a vineyard. Now, not only are you not allowed to plant it next to a vineyard, you're not allowed to plant it next to a single vine, grapevine. There's only one difference. If it's next to a single vine, you only have to be marchik one amo, which is six tfachim. If it's near a vineyard, it's got to be dalet ames away. So now you have a gina, a small gina, small garden, shehimu kefes aris. It has vines planted around it. It has five vines planted around it. Im yesh ba kimloi beitzer v'sali mikan, umloi beitzer v'sali mikan, meaning if it each vine is four amos away from the other one, so then it's not considered a vineyard, it's considered like separate vines, and therefore you could plant there. So tizareya, you're allowed to plant, in the middle of it, you're allowed to plant grain, as long as you're six tvachim away, meaning one amo away from the vines, that's good enough. In lav, loy tizareya, but if you don't have four amos between the two trees, so then it's considered a vineyard, because it has five grapevines, and therefore you cannot plant an entire thing, because you're always going to be within dalet amos. Once it's a vineyard, you're not allowed to be within dalet amos of any vine. Have a good day.